of that song is Tzutzu. And you might have guessed it's a song about love, judging by the melodies. It's performed by Twin Cities transplant Tshoma Yimer. This 58-year-old musician has been playing all his life. He started off as a teenager in his native Ethiopia and then quit everything to move to East Germany, where he studied and learned how to tune pianos. Anything to be around music, he said. He moved back to Ethiopia in 1982 and sang with popular bands living there at that time. They had a weekend hotel gig in Addis Ababa where they played all night long. After experiencing rough political times, he moved to the U.S. in 1990. He's lived and played in D.C., Boston, Atlanta, and now here in Minneapolis. Ethiopian music is largely based on traditional rhythms and Orthodox church music, Tshoma explains. He blends that in with more contemporary influences.
When I came to this country, I didn't think I could make it because this country is so huge and widespread everywhere. And so by some luck, I happened to meet Stevie Wonder. And I spent with him about five sweet hours, which I'll never forget, in his studios. And he was the one who kept my spirit up, kept on encouraging me.
Now, fast forward to the Baharsitu band. That's Oromo, loosely translated as enjoying people and making them happy. This trio of young musicians also have traditional influences, but dabble in more modern sounds, like this rap song performed by one of the band members.
So that's my little rap.
What does it mean?
It's just about Oromo's life and a little bit how our politics going on related to what happened back home and here, how we living in diaspora.
Living in Minneapolis and taking a stroll down Franklin Avenue or Cedar Avenue proves you don't have to travel abroad to hear a diverse array of sounds and voices. For KFAI, I'm Allison Herrera.
Touch out the girl, let you be chasing.